with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There are three women and four men, seven jurors chosen so far to hear the criminal case against former President Trump in New York City.
We think we have a very conflicted, highly conflicted judge. He shouldn't be on the case, and he's rushing this trial, and he's doing as much as he can for the Democrats. This is a Biden-inspired witch hunt, and it should end very quickly.
Five more jurors and six alternates must be seated before opening arguments. Wednesday is a day off for the court. The ball is in the Senate's court now that the House has delivered articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. The question now, will there be a Senate trial, or will the Democrats quash the whole thing? Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court has heard arguments over whether a man who was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, can be charged under a law that severely punishes those who obstruct an official proceeding. Justice Neil Gorsuch sounds skeptical of the Justice Department's argument that that law applies in this case.
Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
And while this does not involve Donald Trump, depending on how the high court rules, the most serious charges brought against him by the Biden administration could be tossed out. House Speaker Mike Johnson insisting he will not resign amid Republican dissatisfaction over his handling of proposed aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. The matter has yet to be resolved. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 15 points, while the Nasdaq is down 17. This is SRN News. Women are more likely than men to embrace the LGBT lifestyle.
A new Gallup poll finds that 8.5% of females in this country identify as something other than heterosexual, compared to just 4.7% of men. Amongst women who are LGBT, the vast majority say they are bisexual. The situation intensifies within the ranks of the youngest American adults. Nearly 30% of women in Generation Z are embracing the LGBT lifestyle. Only 11% of men are doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on sex change operations for children while lawsuits over the measure proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or sex change surgery to anyone under the age of 18. The court's three liberal justices would have kept the measure on hold. This is SRN News. Case closed.
Smartmatic, a voting technology company targeted by fraud claims related to the 2020 presidential election, has reached a settlement with the One America News Network. Terms have not been disclosed. Smartmatic was one of the voting equipment companies ensnared in wild conspiracy theories, falsely claiming they'd flipped votes that cost former President Trump re-election. Smartmatic was an odd target, though. Its voting technology and software was used only in Los Angeles County, a Democratic stronghold, and where Trump did not contest his loss. But it's also provided voting services in Venezuela, and that created a springboard for the conspiracy claims. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Graham has died. Graham, one of Florida's most popular politicians, also served as the state's governor for two terms. Graham was 87 years old. More details at SRNNews.com.